hidden proof aliens exist. Astronomers are saying they found the first dormant black hole outside the galaxy. I don't really think dormant is the right word for it. Maybe it would be better to say the black hole is not able to draw in anything because it is in an R of space between galaxies which is relatively empty. What I am saying is if we moved it to within range it would do a lot of damage to neighboring objects. As far as not being in a galaxy goes, over the last few years we have been finding many rogue planets and stars roaming on their lonely trip outside galaxies, so why not black holes? I have been fascinated with space ever since I was a kid. I loved comics about space and even collected astronomy books when I got a little older. When I got my very first telescope, it wasn't much good, but it was fun to look at the moon and to try and find other objects in the solar system. The scope was tiny, so there wasn't much performance from it and it was a real cheapie. That laid the path for me to eventually get bigger scopes, culminating in my professional made 12.5 reflector which was on an equatorial mount with a drive to keep the objects I was looking at with the scope from drifting out of view. The scope weighed several hundred pounds with the mount, but it was on wheels. Today I am much older, but still fascinated by space and I hope to see humans land on Mars before I die, but it will be clothes at my age. One of the things which bothers me however, is I can't shake the idea much is being hidden from us. When I look at the photos which have been taken of Mars over the years, there are just so many which seem to point to an extinct civilization of intelligent beings. I have seen a few things which were in NASA photos which when enlarged showed them. Some seemed to clearly be parts of buildings, statues, walkways and other such things, yet these have never been spoken about by NASA. You have to wonder since these objects came from NASA photographs, how does NASA get away with not even mentioning them? It is not as if these were doctored photos, I don't think there would be any reason for NASA to put these objects into their photos. The current thinking by some about these photos is some scientists and workers at NASA intentionally let these objects slip by because they want the public to know there was life on Mars, at least at one time. NASA is infamous for airbrushing some of their photos when they find things in them they don't want us to see. There seems to be quite a few examples of this. When they are not airbrushing to hide something, they sometimes find other ways to alter a photo, such as what happened to a more recent photo of the face on Mars. It angered scientists when they found out the photo, which was supposed to be a color photo, left out many colors and made the face look like a pile of dirt. Some of us are very disheartened by these things. If NASA truly believes these objects are of no consequence, why not just show them to all of us and let the chips fall where they may? It would be better to show these things to us, even if NASA never commented about them, than to continuously try and hide them using various means. Because of all these shenanigans by NASA, it also puts the findings on the moon in a gray zone. There are those who claim they have found proof in NASA moon photos of ruins on the moon. I remember one photo which when enlarged showed what looked like a rectangular ruin. It still had low walls at perfect 90 degree angles, something which is almost impossible to find in nature. There are other things on the moon I have mentioned before, such as light coming from a crater and evidence of the ruins of glass domes which seem to have been over some craters. If these things are being hidden from us, how can we expect to find out anything if extraterrestrial life is discovered? Perhaps, as some believe, it has already been discovered. There are certainly enough stories about this already happening which involve past presidents, scientists and others including ordinary people like you and me. With the number of stories out there where people have encountered aliens or seen aliens, one would think at least one has to be true. One of the most important things about a witness to anything is their veracity. If they are of good character and honorable, it tends to make them far more believable. When President Reagan said he was in his plane as governor and had the pilot chase a UFO, we tend to believe him more than someone who has a history of exaggeration, mental illness or dishonesty. When the Disclosure Project brought forth some of the most respected witnesses to speak to us about what they had seen, we were listening to a group of people from the military, industry and government. All had spotless reputations. These people told us about seeing aliens working with scientists on military bases. Others told us about incredible sightings they had, and still others talked about trying to reverse engineer UFOs. Are we expected to just disregard this type of testimony? Today it looks like the politicians are getting into the picture with the House and Senate wanting more briefings on UFOs. I always keep the fact they are politicians in the back of my mind and ask the question to myself, do they really care about UFOs or are they just making believe to appease their constituents, many of who do really care? Will something eventually be revealed to the politicians which will make them censor it from us? Remember this, there are usually two hearings on UFOs. One is secret and one public. That in itself should indicate to all of us not all of the UFO material is going to be released to us, and believing this will change could just be an act of futility. Yes, there might be reasons why we would be disturbed by some of the releases of information about aliens and UFOs, but we have grown a lot since the early days and now most of us expect it is only a matter of time before aliens make contact.